What started with professional actors playing Dungeons and Dragons?
Laurel suffers 50 points of divine damage and is slammed onto the ground.
Has become a new animated series that's about to drop from Prime Video from Amazon.
Come on, Percy, faster! Yeah.
This thing was not built for speed, and did you just hear me? Yeah.
The series The Legend of Vox Machina premieres tomorrow. It is based on a live game of D&D that was live-streamed and had millions of views. That game is called Critical Role, and fans contributed $11 million to turn it into this animated show, which stars voices from the original players. We welcome back Marisha Ray, the creative director and cast member of Critical Role.
Hey, Scott. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. And Matt Mercer, the Dungeon Master. Hi, Matt.
Hi. No, happy to be here.
Okay, first off, congratulations on the show. The Legend of Vox Machina is about a party of heroes for hire and their misadventures in a fantasy world. Let's take a listen.
Brave warriors are we and far more clever than a fox. They'll tell tale of our exploits in the Legend of Vox Machina.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Fans were clamoring for this series, but you know, for the rest of us, for new viewers, what should we know about these characters going in? I can tell you, it's funny.
I'd say this all began primarily around a bunch of friends trying to make each other laugh, trying to make each other cry, trying to share kind of the breadth of human experience through the facet of, you know, fantasy role playing in the fantasy genre. So It can be very silly. It can be very adult. It can be very intense.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got to watch a little bit of it. Fun moments, adult moments, as you say. Matt, the whole series is based on this long-running game you ran. As Dungeon Master, you were sort of a master of ceremonies, a storyteller, a referee, and you play the parts of every character the cast is interacting with. We have a little sound here.
Thank you so much. I'll make sure this gets to the appropriate individuals immediately.
Do. Don't worry, you will always be paid from Vox Machina.
Erwin steps in and goes,
By the way, if you do intend to leave for an extended period of time again, I would recommend perhaps paying that in advance.
So, Matt, you, in this video live stream that began all this, right? You are improvising, playing characters as the Dungeon Master. Matt, isn't a scripted animated show totally different from this improvisational game playing of D&D?
It is. It's different, but it's the same story. It's the same characters we fell in love with. And it's us trying to adapt that to a shorter animated format in which a lot of the really amazing moments and interactions and epic failures and epic successes that were all in our heads can now live much bigger than even we could have imagined for other people to enjoy, including people that didn't have the time to dive into the hundreds of hours of game that we recorded online.
Well, it was hundreds of hours long. And Marisha, what did you choose to focus on? How do you condense 400 hours into a narrative arc on video?
Oh, man, it was definitely a feat. Mm. We wanted to keep all of the big monumental beats that were so deeply impactful. The beauty of it being an improv'd live show with the dice kind of acting as fate is that you kind of end up getting this pure writer's room almost type of experience from the original source material out of the gate. It just makes such a ripe project to pull from.
Yeah, well, ripe and as you're saying, unpredictable, because the game that this is based on has all these unpredictable good and bad rolls of the die. We have a little bit more audio here. This is what happened in episode 29 of your live stream.
Oh, wow.
I want all three of you to roll, not athletics, just a straight strength roll.
One, two,
so roll d20.
Three.
Add your
16.
12.
Four! We're the worst! We're the weakest!
Oh, I cut my hand!
Matt, so when somebody rolls a four and is super weak in a certain moment, is that reflected in this Amazon Prime video series?
It is where it makes sense. You know, we enjoy playing the game because it's not about heroes that always succeed. In fact, often the failures and embracing the failure can make for a much more interesting story. Our heroes are bumbling idiots at certain points, or they are completely inept at something they're trying to achieve. You know, I love swords and sorcery, but when your protagonists continue to succeed and the failures are just circumstantial, it breaks away from a sense of believability. Mm. There's definitely some dramatic and silly failures on their part.
Yeah, I think especially you see in the genre a lot is painting yourself into a corner, writers making choices for characters that kind of feel like dumb or bad choices just for the sake of creating conflict. But when you kind of have this invisible force of these rolls of the dice, I think you can get a little bit more of an organic story character development out of that.
I'm just kind of imagining what, say, Sam and Frodo would be like if the next scene depends on the roll of the die, right? I mean, that would be so different. Matt, I want to play a little bit more sound. You are in a position of seeing all these characters you came up with find new voices. So first, here is how you performed the shopkeeper that the gang interacts with regularly, Gilmore.
Oh. I'm so glad you came back.
Gilmore!
And here he is in the series on Amazon Prime, played by Sunil Malhotra.
While dragon anatomy is a topic for many a scholar, anyone close enough to find out seems to get themselves snapped up.
Oh, gotta love Gilmore.
So that sounds a little different. What was it like seeing these characters entrusted to other people and to take on a new life, Matt?
Honestly, it was kind of one of my favorite parts of the process. Mm. And actually, for Gilmore specifically, the casting process was very intense because it was very particular. It wasn't just trying to match the sound. It was the personality. It was the heart. It was the confidence. It was just kind of the joy and energy. And Sunil not only did a phenomenal job, but I also had known him for a while in the industry as just a generally good person. And that combination made it a very easy choice for me.
Yeah. We just played that clip in part because you're white, Gilmore is a person of color, and Critical Role had an all-white group for much of its history, and now a lot of people of color are involved in it. This series is based on that original cast, even though this is a fantasy world with dragons and giants and goblins. How much did you want to elevate diversity in the storytelling here?
That was very much something we wanted to do from the get-go, you know. When we came together to play, we didn't think at the time, but, you know, once you begin creating media, like, yeah, we're a bunch of white folk, and that, we don't want to, like, you know, rip apart our friend circle for the sake of, you know, token diversity casting for our main show. Every opportunity we have to bring people in from all different backgrounds and cultural history, like, we want to try and continue to champion that through our creation of media. And so when I had the opportunity for this series to do just that, it was important to me, it was important to all of us to make sure that we gave the chance and the opportunity for people to bring that authenticity to it that I never could.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt did such a great job at building such a rich and diverse world that we knew immediately how important it was going to be.
Marisha, you're the creative director of Critical Role, and this began way back in 2015, the date of your first episode, and it just caught fire, right? This Kickstarter campaign to raise less than $1 million ended up raising $11 million. It was kind of a kick finisher, I guess. Could you have foreseen how all this worked out?
Oh, not at all. I mean, when we decided to take our home game, because we were playing together as a group, just friends in our living rooms, before we decided to turn a camera on it, we all had these feelings that no one is going to be interested in watching 4 hours of people playing D&D every week with no visuals, nothing flashy, just people sitting around at a table. I still look back at those times and just watching the numbers grow almost exponentially week after week. Never could have predicted that this is how it would have gone and all the things that it would lead to.
That is Marisha Ray, creative director and cast member of Critical Role, and Matt Mercer, the Dungeon Master. They are behind the new animated series coming on Amazon Prime Video, The Legend of Vox Machina. Thanks to you both.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.